So far we've covered steps 1 through 5. And when we left off with the last audio lecture, the action potential that had been generated on the surface of the muscle cell, the sarcolemma, had traveled deep into the muscle cell by way of the T-tubules. And once it gets to the interior of the muscle, we get to step 6, where the sarcoplasmic reticulum, once it receives that action potential, once that buzz of electricity reaches the sarcoplasmic reticulum, it's going to cause the sarcoplasmic reticulum to release calcium. So it's going to dump calcium into the area of the sarcoplasmic reticulum and into the myofibrils. And what this will do is it will cause the calcium, or once the calcium is there, it's going to bind with the protein troponin. And once it binds the troponin, it's actually going to move the troponin aside. And what that does is once the troponin, has been moved aside, it allows the cross bridges to form. The actin will, the myosin will quickly fuse to the active site on the actin, and they will fuse together, they'll form a cross bridge, and they'll quickly flip backwards, and that's step 7. When the troponin is occupied with calcium, when calcium is bound with the troponin, it moves the tropomyosin over, it reveals the active site on the actin, and the myosin heads immediately fuse with the actin because that's what they want to do. And when they do that, they flip backwards. So it's sort of like, if you think about it, it's kind of like a tug of war where you have a whole bunch of people that are holding onto a rope and they all pull it backwards. Well, if you pull the tug of war, if you pull the rope backwards once, that's not going to be enough to pull the other side toward you. You're going to have to let go of the rope, or some of the people are going to have to let go of the rope a little bit so that they can re-grip again further down the rope. And that's actually what's going to happen in step 8. Once the myosin heads have cocked backwards and the cross bridges have pulled the actin towards into a situation of more overlap with the myosin, then we go to step 8, where the myosin heads are going to manufacture the energy chemical ATP, which you may remember from cell biology. And for some reason, some biochemical reason that I don't quite understand, and you don't have to understand yourselves necessarily, you just need to know that this does happen. Once the myosin heads manufacture ATP, it allows them to release the actin. They disengage from the actin and they stretch forward again. And remember, there's actin all along the myofibril, so that myosin head that has stretched forward will then bind with another actin that's further down the way. And it will cock back again, pull backwards again, just like people in a tug of war pulling the rope. And again, this will increase the zone of overlap. Now, what's important about this is that this is going to happen over and over again.